Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Baba Basra Daf Chav Ches. We begin a brand new Perek Cheskas Habatim. Says the Mishnah, Cheskas Habatim. How does one accomplish a chazaka for a home? Now, we must keep in mind that the term chazaka can have two connotations. In this parak, we're not speaking about the chazaka discussed back in Maseches Kedushin as a form of acquisition. So when you take physical possession of that property, of that home, during a transaction, a purchase or a gift or whatever, you have now acquired that piece of property. That's not what we're speaking about. We're speaking about a chazaka, which is not for a kinyan purpose, for acquisition. Rather, it is a chazaka which is going to serve as a proof to support your ownership. It's called a cheskas ra'aya. So you already claim, right? You claim that you already purchased this thing. You have a shtar. That's what you're claiming. You already did a proper kinyan. The thing is that you don't have that document any longer. You lost it, right? So you claim. The former owner comes running and claims this property as his. What are you doing with my property? Right? What do you mean? I bought it. I purchased it. Where's your document? I lost it. How do we go from here? Cheskas Habatim, says the Mishnah. Once this alleged purchaser, the one who's claiming current ownership, can establish a chazaka, which means that he's going to bring Adam that he occupied this house, occupied this farm, occupied this facility for 3 years running. Where are you, Mr. former owner? How come you were quiet until today? This is an indication that I am the true owner. That although I don't have any documentation to prove my ownership, but in fact, my presence, my ongoing presence in this property that just went by quietly, without protest, indicates that in fact I'm the owner. Look, it's 3 years later. Who keeps receipts and documents so long? 3 years? If there's no trouble brewing, if there's nobody challenging my ownership, why would I, be vigilant in holding on to those documents? So how long is a chazok? Cheska sabat, to establish a chazok on a home, v'haboyres, a water pit, v'hasichin, a long, narrow type of water pit, v'ma'oreis, underground cavities, v'hashevachis, birdhouses, v'merchatzois, bathhouses, v'es habadin, olive presses, v'es hashalach, in a field which is manually watered. So, all these things, v'avadim, slaves, all these things are constant producers. V'chol shu oisa peiros tadr, and likewise, any type of facility, any type of, right, that produces peiros constantly, like a birdhouse. It's constantly in business, right? An eved, he's always serving, right? A beis hashalach, which needs manual irrigation, which allows it to just pump out peiros all the time. It's not necessarily so dependent on the, rain season. So these things produce constantly. Cheskasin shalishanam yem liyayim. In order to establish chazaka, to prove ownership, you have to have been there 3 years. Miyayim liyayim. 3 full years. Miyayim liyayim means, a 354-day year. Miyayim liyayim. But a sadeh habal, or the Bach says sadeh beis habal, this is a field which is watered by way of the, a natural rain watering. So this, says Rashi, is not going to produce its crop only once a year. So here, you don't necessarily need to be there 3 years straight. Cheskasa shalishanim, although you need 3 years for chazaka, ve'enam yem liyam, you don't need three straight years. You need basically three crops, so to speak. Let's see. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, so how long do you need for the Sadeh Beis Habal? You need a total of 18 months. 1 year, a solid year, and then just 3 months before, 3 months after. So this sort of counts like 3 years. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer Gimel Chadashim Bereshayna. So the last 3 months of this year, Rashi says you have Edom that you planted a crop during those 3 months. Gimel Ba'achrayna, 3 months at the beginning of the third year, where again you got involved in planting a crop, and you and the middle year is a full 12-month year. Taisa says because you know you need 12 months in the middle because you need achilah chashuva, you need something substantial in the middle. You can't cut corners all around. So although we allow you to suffice with the last chunk of the first year, the first chunk of the last year, even though they're incomplete years, but we still need that middle full year. So it's a total of how many months? Harei elu yudches chodesh, for a total of 18 months. That's a Rishmal Shita, Rukiva Omer, you don't need that much. 14 months is enough. Chodesh v'rishoyna, chodesh v'achroyna, the last month of the first year, the last month of the last month of the first year, the first month of the last year, the middle year is a full year, 12-month year, Hari Yudalat Chodesh, a total of 14 months. The Gemara later will explain exactly the point of the Machlokes. Of Rabbi Shmuel, he adds another point. When do we even need so many months? 18 months, 14 months? Besadei Lavan, when it's a grain field. Rashi says, you harvest the entire crop in one shot. So here, you need one crop, another year of crop, another crop for the third year. If you have, let's say, an orchard full of fruit trees, and you have different types of products coming out of the same property. So here, says Rabbi Shmuel, you don't even need 3 years. You need three crops, three different types of crops. That already establishes ownership. Kanas is tvoasai. Tvoa over here says Rashia, the vines and the grapes. So you pick the vines, the grapes. Umasaka Zesav. Then he harvested his olives. Vikina says kaitsoi. And then he picked the figs and dried them up. Basically, he did a trivial crop in a very short time. That counts like 3 years. Hareilu Gimel Shanim, it counts like 3 years. Because no real owner would allow an intruder to go ahead and take such advantage of his property. Amar Beichan, Shemati Melech Usha. I once heard from the Sanhedrin who went to Usha. Rashi says Usha was one of the stops, one of the places that the Sanhedrin was exiled to. So I heard from them. Shoyimrim, they explained the reason behind this whole halacha. Menayin lechazaka, menayin lecheska, lechazaka shehi gimel shana. How do we even know that a chazaka lasts for 3 years? That you need 3 years for chazaka. Where does it come from? Mishar Hamud, we learn it from an ox who becomes a habitual gorer by doing it so many times. The halacha is, if your ox gores, well, it's the first, second time, it's a quirk. And you only, you know, pay partial, you're only responsible halfway, chatzi nezek, but once the shur does it so many times, once, twice, three times, now it becomes a shur hamuad, becomes a habit, it becomes second nature, now you're fully responsible. You should be expecting your animal to behave this way going forward, so if it happens, again, you have to pay full damages. Mishur hamuad. And just like over there, how do you establish a track record through doing it three times, right? Through this repetitive behavior. Mashar hamuad, kimish nagach, gimel negich, just like Mishur hamuad, once he does it three times, nagach lemecheskas, tam, he loses that innocence. He now establishes himself as a mu'ad, hachanam here as well. In terms of establishing ownership, kibin the ochlot, last shenin, once he occupied this farm, he took in the crop, he benefited, he used this facility 3 years running, the former owner loses his rights to ownership, and now the lekech, the buyer, establishes his rights. Says the Gemara, hold it. Ima Shar Hamuad, if you can compare it to the Shar Hamuad, well, just like over there, Ad Negicha Revi is Lai Mechaev. True, three times makes him a Shar Hamuad, but practically, he will only be paying that full damage until he does it a fourth time. So the new status only kicks in after time number four. Hanami, perhaps here as well. Until year number four, you haven't really established that new status in the field. Achan Arvias Loi Kaima Bershusei doesn't constitute his. Says Imahachi Hashta. How could you ask such a question? Hossam there by the animal, it's not the fourth time that turns him into a Muad. Hossam Echinogach Sholosh Negichas, once he does it three times, he gores once, again, a third. Havi Muad, he's become a Muad. The point of the fourth incident is just practically, because otherwise, how could you penalize him? I mean, he's not going to pay until he does a fourth time. So it's just a means of getting him to pay. Kilo Nogach, if he doesn't do that fourth attack, Milo Shalom, why would he pay? So bottom line, he's really a Muad after three times. But back to the story of the Chazok, given the Achat Las Shnei, once he ate for 3 years, Kaim L'Brishus, and that becomes his. So yeah, the comparison is perfect. So as the Gemara, if you're comparing it to the Shara Muad, I have another question. Elamiyat, if that's the case, Chazok Hash Eini Matana. Let's say this fellow who occupied this facility or the field for 3 years running, has no claim. He says, what am I doing here? I don't know. Nobody told me to leave. Right? So the Mishnah later says it doesn't work. Chazaka is only meant to shore up a claim of ownership. But if he has no tana, he has no claim, it doesn't work. Why? Even without a claim to have a chazaka, it should be considered a chazaka. Why? Because we just said, when you sit in the field for 3 years running, it's assumed that it's yours. Forget about what you're saying or not saying. Just like by the Shor Hamuad. Repetitive. Repetition. Changes status. Says the Gemara, Alo Matanah. So why did we learn that it doesn't work without a Taina? Kol Chazaka Sheinu Matanah. If it's a Chazaka without a claim, Eina Chazaka doesn't work. Well, says the Gemara, that's pretty simple. Tam Amai. What's the whole point of Chazaka? Why do we say that once you're in the field for 3 years, the former owner loses a claim and you become the new established owner? You know why? Tam Amai. Dam Rinam. Because we speculate. Dilma Kada Amar. Yeah, perhaps it's as he is saying that it's in fact his. How do we know? The fact is, the other fellow hadn't opened his mouth for 3 years. Why didn't he protest? Why didn't he complain? So that sort of makes us, believe that the emes is with you. Emes is with you, says Rashi. You're the rightful owner. But if the fellow is not even claiming ownership, why would we claim it on his behalf? Of course, it doesn't work. It's not like sitting in a field for 3 years makes it yours. It's only proving. It only serves to substantiate your claim of ownership. Maskevla Rav Avira, once again, have a kasha on this connection to Shor Hamuad. Elamiyat, if that's the case, macha shelo b'fadal l'tava macha. The halacha is, if you're sitting in the field and the former owner protests, he makes a macha. By the way, you should know, there's somebody that just occupied my field. So that undoes the chazaka. The whole point of the chazaka is, I was sitting in there quietly. No, if he's protesting, if he opposes your occupation, then your chazaka is null and void. But do we need it to be in his presence? Does the owner have to go and actually confront this fellow? Or can he do it somewhere out there, shalei b'fanav, not in his presence? The halacha is, it works wherever it is. As long as he gets up and he declares ownership, even shalei b'fanav, even if the fellow is not here to experience it, it works. The macha undoes the chazak. Why? El ma'atav, that's the case. That what? That we're sourcing this concept in Shor Hamuad. Well, macha shalei b'fanav lo tava macha. If you make a macha, and the machzik, the one who's claiming ownership, the one who's occupying the facility is not present, this shouldn't work. The macha is worthless. You know why? Do me the Shor Hamuad. Let's compare it to the Shor Hamuad. How does a Shor Hamuad become one? Ma Shor Hamuad b'fanav b'inan. Just like over there, the Edom have to come and testify in his presence. Right? You have to, the owner has to be there. He has to personally experience that that reporting. So here as well, Af Hachanami b'fanav b'inan, perhaps the macha must take place in front of the machzik. Well, says the Gemara, no, you can't compare. Hasan, v'huad b'v'olav k'siv. By the Shor Hamuad, there's a special pasuk which says the owner has to be warned. So it has to be done personally. Hacha, but over here, You know, word gets around. Chavruch, your friend, Chavr Isla has another friend. V'chavr the Chavruch, your friend's friend, Chavr Isla, he has his own friend. So word spreads, news spreads, and even if the Mecha was done at a different location, eventually it's going to reach the ears of this Machzik, who's now going to know that there's somebody questioning his ownership, somebody challenging his bailus. And this should put him on notice to hold on to his documentation rather than just relying on the chazaka. Continues the Gemara. Back on this track of learning from Yeshar HaMu'ad, Ul Rav Meir. Now, Rav Meir's shita is that a Yeshar HaMu'ad can become one even if he repeated his errant behavior in close succession. He gored once, again and again, the same day. It makes him a Yeshar HaMu'ad. Look, if it works on three separate days, spaced far apart, certainly it would work if it's done in a concentrated way. If he did it in close succession, if he distanced, he spaced those incidents, it becomes a Yeshar HaMu'ad. Certainly, if he did them in close proximity to each other. So according to Rav Meir, so you don't need 3 years of chazaka. Suppose he did like this. You know, a fig tree doesn't, the figs don't ripen all at once. You can have a fig ripening in the morning, another one ripening in the afternoon, another one in the evening. So let's say he's being machzak, he's trying to be machzak a fig tree. And he picked 3 figs on the same day, like a fig tree. He picked 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, 1 at night. Since he took 3 times, even though it was on the same day, we have a chazaka. It should become a chazaka. Do me the sharamu, right? Because the whole point is that the former owner who's claiming ownership would never allow somebody to come pick his crop, right? 3 times in a row. So why do you need 3 separate years? Even if it's in close succession, he is presenting as an owner. He's pretending as an owner over and over again. It should work as a chazaka. Says the Gemara, no, do me the Yeshar HaMu'ad, because it's not really comparable to the Yeshar HaMu'ad. Ma Yeshar HaMu'ad. Because if you look at the Yeshar HaMu'ad, although, you're right, it can happen in close succession, but there's still a difference. Be'idna de'isla el ha'negicha. When he gored in the morning, leisa l'ha'negicha, the afternoon goring doesn't yet exist, right? It's going to happen later. So they're 3 separate, distinct, independent incidents. And in fact, they can accumulate to generate the mu'ad status. Barhacha. Barhacha nami. And here as well, by the chazaka, that is required. Right? You need it to be in a fashion, in a manner that sort of corresponds to the Yeshar HaMu'ad. Bidna this alai peri. When this peri is around, leis alai peri, the other one cannot yet be here. Meaning, in order for it to be considered a true repetition, they need to be separate, distinct. When I took this one, the other one was not yet here at all, didn't yet exist. And then I took the other one when it came. And then when the third one came, I took it again. That's repetitive. Right? That's over and over again. That's establishing, showing ownership repeatedly, over and over and over again. But by the fig tree, true, the ripening occurs in a staggered manner. But the afternoon's fig was still here in the morning. It wasn't fully ripe yet. So you cannot really consider them to be 2 separate or 3 separate pickings. And therefore it does not work as 3, doesn't count as 3 separate expressions of ownership. Says the Gemara, okay, but let's say we can find a plant, it's slough plant, which has 3 different types of things that you can pick from it. 3 different, you know, edible elements. And yeah, in this case, they are separate. Achlo tlosa peri, tlosa yomi. So let's say you ate three different peiros, three different edible elements of this tzlaf, kigon tzlaf, on three different days. On Sunday you had this element, the fruit part. On Monday you had the leaf part. On Tuesday you had, right? Lava chazoka, that should be a chazoka as well. So why do you need to wait 3 years? Meaning, is this in fact true, that you can have a very fast-tracked chazaka by its laugh? Says the Morno, Hossam Piramia Ise. You know, even the one that develops later was really here today. Umigmar with the Kagamar Va'azl, it's just, you know, the development process hasn't yet been completed until tomorrow. But part of it was already here today, and therefore, once again, they all count, all three will count as one harvest rather than three. Well, it says the Gemara, Ochlat losa peribit losin yomi. If you go and ask Sfasta, Sfasta was this animal feed plant. So what they used to do is, it would grow very quickly. It would take about 30 days for it to grow. And even within those 30 days, they would sort of snip it three times. And after 30 days, they would pull the whole grass out and, you know, replant a new one again. So let's say he took this as Sfasta. And within 30 days, he picked it three times, right? He snipped it three times. That should be a chazaka because he had three separate harvestings. So I asked him, what do you mean? Hey, Chadami, how do you do that? How do you get three harvestings in one month? The kadiach va'achla, he snipped it and ate. Kadiach va'achla, he snipped it and ate. That's not a regular way of doing. That's an express route. Hasa mishma to the gashon va'achla. He's just, you know, he's shortchanging the plant. He's not really eating it properly. So that's not really considered a proper harvesting and cannot be an establishment of a chazak. Okay, fine. So you can't get a three in 1 month. Let's say he did wait patiently for the end of the month and pulled out the plant, replanted, a month later pulled it out again. So basically after 3 months, he had three full harvestings. Does that count as a chazak? Ochlo, tlosa peri, he had three peris, but tlosa yarchi in 3 months, gonna svasta. Is that going to work? Lava chazak? Says the Gemara, you're right. Guess what? It does work. Finally, man hulche usha, Rabbi Shmuel. Because, let's go back a second. Who quoted from the hulche usha that Cheskas Shal Hashanim is based on the halacha of the Shor HaMuad? That was Rabbi Shmuel, right? And guess what? If you take a look at the Mishnah by us, the Rabbi Shmuel hachanami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're right, it's going to work, it's not. The Mishnah says Rabbi Shmuel aimer. When do we require a long chazaka? Besadeh halavim by a grain field. But if it's a sadeh with fruit trees that can provide many different types of harvestings at different times, kana says tvasa, right? The masak hazeis. Kana says kaitse. If you took three different types of crops in three different times of the year, hara'il gimushan, that counts as 3 years. Because you don't need 3 years, three crops, three separate distinct crops is enough. So the same would apply to the asfasta. If he was able to manage three different harvestings in 3 months, it would be considered a chazaka. Okay, so in summation, according to the halcha usha, according to Rishmo, how does one generate a chazaka to establish ownership through three achiles, three harvestings? And that's learned from the Shor HaMuad. That turns into a Shor HaMuad through three negichas, three attacks. And in fact, a sada that can produce three different achiles in a shorter period, gesundheit, so you can have a fast-tracked chazak. But there was a different opinion. There are the shittas rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. They hold that you can't do a fast-tracked chazak. You need to have a much longer chazak. It needs to encompass a period of 3 years. So, there's a brisa later on, Daf Lamed Vav, where the Rabbanim say that you need full 3 years. So bottom line is, or the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, so how do they know? How do Tanakhama, how do the Rabbanim know? The idea of Shal Yishanim. And that in fact, it's going to last 3 years. It can't be for the Shor HaMuad, because that can generate a shorter chazak, as we just explained. So the Rabbanu Mai, what is their source for Chazaka Shal and Shanim? Am Rabbi Yosef Kruxit, we have a Pasuk by Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was instructing the Yidden to purchase their fields and to make sure they have proper documentation. Why do they need proper documentation? Because they're not going to last for 3 years on those fields. They're going to be going into Galus soon, because this was the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu. And very soon there's going to be the Galus, and they're going to be taken away from Eretz Yisrael. Not going to have 3 years to establish a chazaka. So when they return after Galus, after 70 years, there might be some challenges, some questioning regarding ownership. Therefore, he tells them, "Look, hold on to your documents." Sharei Navi Oimed Be'eser, because the Navi Yirmiyah was declaring this on the 10th year, Umazer Lachas Esrei, and he was warning them about the 11th year of Tzidkiyo, when Yerushalayim is going to be captured and you're going to leave town. So clearly, the Chazaka doesn't happen with just 2 years. If you would have had 3 years, if you would have occupied the property for 3 years, that would be enough. But since it wasn't going to be 3 years, he was advising them to make sure they have documentation. So we have a right from here. Chazaka takes 3 years. Amar Lei Abaye, how do we know that it had anything to do with this? Maybe he was just giving them good advice. Look, avoid any issues, avoid any challengers, just hold on to the documentation. But it was unrelated to any halachas of chazakas. Deal with temehachi, because otherwise, how do you explain the other pasuk? Nu batim, v'shvu, v'netu ganois, v'ichlos perion. Yirmiyahu was instructing, advising those who already went to Galus Babel, go ahead, build your homes, establish your vineyards. Right? It's going to take 7 years for you to get back. So, settle down, right? Micah Omar, what was the purpose of telling them all this? Ella etzatavi kamashmala. He was just giving them good advice, right? As a caring leader. So perhaps this as well is just a question of good advice. So Hanami here as well, when he was telling them to hold on to the documents, he just meant to give them good advice, practical advice. Etzatavi kamashmala, look, better hold on to your documents. Then run into trouble. Teda, I'll even prove to you that Yirmiyah, as a good, dedicated leader in Klal Yisrael, was just endeavoring to help and to be, provide proper guidance for the good of the nation. Because we have another pasuk where he told them exactly how to preserve their documents. Teda, tachsiv nosatem kli cheres, put your documentation in a cheres container. Right, a container of pottery, lemal yamdiyam the rabim, so that it stays for a long time, it's preserved. What's the point of telling them that? Is that halacha? No. Right? Just recently I saw, amazing, they discovered in Qumran, by the Dead Sea in Eretz Yisrael, they discovered this new cave that the first time ever, and they found a pottery container, and it was sealed. They opened it up and they found parchment. They found it was actually blank, but it was preserved. It was prepared for a document or whatever. So it was put into klicheres, in the satan klicheres. That's where your parchments and will stay good and preserved. So it was just a good etzah. So who says he was speaking about anything halachically, and we no longer have any raya that this has anything to do with chazok of shalishanim, and we're going to explore further to figure out, in fact, what the halach of cheska shalishanim is based on. We'll see Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Okay, so in summation, we started a new sugya called cheska sabatim. He lost his document, but he's claiming ownership. If he was there enough, long enough, without anybody complaining about his presence, that in itself is an indication of ownership and proves his bailus. How long is the chazaka? Well, Tanakam says if it's a thing that is constantly producing, you need 3 full years. Something which provides occasional seasonal crops, you need less than that. 18 months, 14 months. And Rabbi Shmuel says, in a study Ilan, you can get away with much less time if you manage to pick 3 different types of crops in a short amount of time. This is based on the halacha of the Sher HaMuad, which turns him into a Muad after a couple of times. And the Gemara goes through many comparisons and connections between Shor HaMoed and Chazaka Shel Hashanim. The Gemara does point out that this is only Rabbi Shmuel Shita, but according to the Rabbanan, need full years. The reason for that, initially we figured it was based on Yirmiyah's Pasuk, but we have yet to discover the true source for this halacha. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.